Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everyone can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. Today, we have with us Yvonne Starkey of the AARP. Help me with the title.
Well, I think we would call it AARP Tax Aid.
Tax Aid. Mm-hmm. And thanks for coming in. We had the opportunity to have you on last winter to learn a bit about the services that the organization provides for folks. I'd love for us to refresh a little bit about AARP Tax Aid and how you got involved.
Well, I really appreciate coming back again. You know, last spring we talked about folks who might use our services. This fall, I'd like to talk a little bit about the opportunities for volunteers with the program. AARP Tax Aid is near and dear to my heart. I think I've been involved for about 10 years now. I was still working when I got involved and thought it might be something I would enjoy in retirement. And so I thought, well, I'll just start now. And as I segue into retirement, and I was able to do it while I was working and do this volunteer as well. But it certainly can be easier time-wise to do it when you have more time as a retiree.
I really like that you mentioned a segue, the layering and preparation of finding a purpose and a passion after traditional employment. So you started a bit 10 years back, and you're still going strong. Who are the people that you serve when you're providing tax services?
It can run the gamut. I mean, people think of AARP as older, maybe lower income folks, and that is true, can be true. But, you know, we help teenagers with their first jobs. And how do I do taxes? You know, I've never worked before. So we'll service those kinds of folks, as well as retirees, people who maybe aren't comfortable using a computer and doing their own taxes, or people who don't want to pay for tax preparation services or don't really need to because of the simplicity of their situation.
I see. That is really a valuable point to bring out is, you know, perhaps I don't have the means or have a computer myself, and yet we find a digital application or tax preparation makes sense. So you provide these services at public locations or in people's homes, or how does that get distributed?
In Jefferson, well, all AARP, it is in public situations. In Jefferson County, we do it at the Port Townsend or Jefferson County Community Center located in Port Townsend. We do it the Tri-Area Community Center in Chimicum, and we do it at the Quilson Community Center.
What a great resource to have it so broadly available. And then if I were someone who had never filed my taxes ever before, are you also kind of mentoring or teaching folks about the process of tax preparation at all? Or do they just bring a shoebox of things in? How would I arrive?
You know, it works best if people are engaged with the process.
Yvonne, so if I have never filed my taxes before and I want to know how to go through the process, you've helped us know where the locations are. What's the best process for me to get started with you? Do you teach us a little bit about tax prep, or do I show up with a shoebox?
Everybody has to show up with some basic things. They have to show up with photo ID. It's really critical. We're concerned about identity theft. So absolutely, people have to show up with photo ID. If we've never done their taxes before, they actually have to show up with their Social Security card.
Oh my.
Not just knowing the number. They have to come with the actual card. If they're retired and they're getting Social Security and their number is on their Social Security statement, that can work. But for anyone younger, they really have to have a Social Security card. And then any other tax documents like W-2s, 1099s, that sort of thing. But Social Security card and photo ID are really critical. critical for everybody to show up. And we don't teach you a lot about how to do your own taxes. We might teach you how to organize the information a little bit, but we use some proprietary software that we really just kind of key information that you provide to us into the computer program.
So I would just stop and drop my information with you, essentially, as long as I've created or provided you with the proper documentation of identity and
right.
tax
you don't actually
forms.
Stop and drop. We
okay.
do require you to sit there and go through the process with us. And I like to encourage people to look over my shoulder.
Oh, good to
make
know.
Make sure I'm not doing any kind of a keying error.
And that's informative.
Yeah,
it's important.
It's their tax return and they're responsible for it. And that's one of the things that we insist at the end is that, hey, it's your return, your responsibility for its accuracy. And, mm-hmm. and they sign to that effect that they understand that.
And who is not a client that you would serve? Who are some exceptions that you can't help with tax preparation?
And we'll talk a little bit when we talk about who can do the volunteering and the kind of training involved, but it's really based upon the kind of training that we have. So we don't receive training, for example, to help people who are landlords and have rental properties and do depreciation. We don't have the training to help people who are small farmers either. We can help people who are self-employed and file a Schedule C, but not the small farmers that you see a fair amount in Jefferson County.
Right, right.
But it's not something we are trained through the IRS and AARP to be able to do, and we can only do the returns that are within the scope of our training.
If I have neglected to file my taxes for multiple years, say I, for whatever reason, mm-hmm. had not done that, are you able to do that, or is that one of those exceptions as well?
We can go back and file a couple years in arrears. In fact, you know, there's always at least one or two people at every site that we help with that. We also help with amended returns. If something they've learned something since they filed their taxes, we can help with that as well.
We talked a little bit, just briefly, about you having, you know, segued this as part of your volunteer activities mm-hmm. and what you might do after retirement. Was this the work you did when you were employed?
You know, not at all. And it doesn't require anyone who has financial background or accounting background to do this kind of volunteer work. In fact, there's a couple of our volunteers who have that I'm familiar with, but most of us come from all kinds of walks of life and have done all kinds of different things and just find that they enjoy. Most of us did our own taxes, I'd say, and thought, you know, this isn't as onerous and difficult as a lot of people think, and enjoy the interaction with the clients and helping them realize that, yeah, they can file their taxes. Yeah, they can get a refund and it can show up in their bank account in 2 weeks, and kind of gratifying to help people with that.
I can see that. It's satisfying to have some completion of a project.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So, as a volunteer, as a tax prep aide or an AAR tax aide, what is the time commitment in the heavy season? Or maybe we should go sequentially about what it's like to get involved. How would a volunteer work their way into this role?
We work under the auspices of AARP, and everybody, no matter what role they want to do in this work, needs to start with the AARP website, and it's aarp.org/TAXAIDE. And there's a small online application that you fill out. And then myself or someone within Jefferson County will contact you and get you on the right path in terms of training materials and find out what your interests are with the program. But everyone needs to start with that website.
Well, if you're just joining us, this is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I am Missy Nielsen, host of Everybody Can, and today I'm speaking with Yvonne Starkey from the AARP Tax Aid Organization. She has been so kind to join us today as we enter into, for the AARP organization, a training season in preparation for next year's taxes. So you have told us about going to the website to do the initial application, which then is sent on to Jefferson and Clallam counties. And then from there, what happens?
So if you're interested in being a tax preparer, and that's really what our greatest need and greatest number of volunteers is for, if you're interested in being a tax preparer, and you haven't done it in previous years, you need to do a fair amount of self-study as well as some classes. And the classes usually involve 2 days in the first week in December, 2 days in the first week in January, and then your self-study is December and early January. And the self-study can be a bit time consuming, and I really, you know, if you're interested and you do sign up, you need to get on it and not wait and push it off. The self-study is actually done some paperwork, some on the IRS website, and it could be a fair amount. If you then become a tax preparer, you know, it's at least a 4 hour a week commitment, although we do have some people who are employed and can't quite work it into their schedule. And, you know, we can make exceptions for that.
I love it when we have volunteer opportunities that have really clear pockets of time. When you said 4 hour commitment, are you speaking of during tax season? Or are you talking about the training time between now and when tax prep begins?
The 4 hour a week commitment is actually during tax season, which is February 1st through April 15th.
And backing up to the tax prep training, this 2 hour class, is it held in our county?
It's actually a two day class.
Excuse
first
me.
Week in December, mm-hmm. and a 2 day class first week in January. At least that's how it's historically been. And it's a pretty much 8 hour class. 8 hour a day classes, and they're held in SQUIM for all of the Jefferson County and Clallam County volunteers.
Is there a fee associated for the volunteer to take those classes?
No, there's no fee at all. And, you know, we do have some people who will start the classes and then realize maybe the commitment is more than they can do. And so they will drop out. But no, there is no charge for attending any of the classes.
Well, this is the other thing that I like about the organization is, you know, if someone, and we're always looking at what is the volunteer type of opportunity that fits your personality, your time commitments, your style. This is, clearly is an organization that has training, mm-hmm. which I love that it's right. supported. But you said there was self-study at times. Is there a mentor partner or a seasoned tax aide who comes alongside and answers questions with you?
Yeah, thanks for asking that, Missy. Yes, absolutely. So if someone signs up and it's their first time, they're always matched with a mentor, someone who is experienced with the process and helps them to answer questions if they're having problems understanding a tax situation in the training. They'll help them through that. Yes, we do.
And then a time estimate for that whole training module. I know it's a 2 full days, 2 weekends, so 16 hours times 2 plus
right.
the
it's
self-study.
It's really hard for me to give a amount of time for self-study, but, you know, I'd say, you know, probably a good 20 hours.
Okay.
Probably, especially for a first-timer. People who are returning can do it much more quickly than that.
When you say returning, do you have to do this every year as a tax prep?
You have to get certified through the IRS every single year. So our training is through AARP, but they use a lot of IRS resources mm-hmm. for the training. Mm-hmm. And all of the testing is done through the IRS website. So everyone who wants to be a tax preparer has to certify at the advanced level of training with the IRS every single year.
Well, lest you listeners think this is onerous, I'm thinking about the fact this is unlike, you know, perhaps rather than doing your New York Times crossword puzzle or your Sudoku, you could be doing this to keep your mind nimble and fresh going. Yeah.
I think a lot of us do it for selfish reasons. I mean, we get enjoyment out of doing it. We wouldn't be doing it otherwise.
Yeah. And you probably built camaraderie with your other tax prep folks.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if you have an anecdotal story you might share so that people can envision what has really impacted someone who felt like they were swimming along and were lost, and or the, you know, the tax rebate or refund, if you will. I know it was a year ago almost that you were probably doing taxes at that time, but anything come to mind that could help us envision the impact you have?
You know, not necessarily one particular story, but this is sort of a generic comment, is it's, you know, we live in an older community, and there are so often we'll have a widow or widower come in and go, I don't know what to do. My spouse took care of it all. They've passed away. They're emotionally fragile. And for us to be able to, hey, we'll get through it together. It's okay. And be very empathetic and sympathetic with their situation.
That's huge.
It's huge.
Not to mention some of the digital divide that, you know, if for some reason a lot of the documentation is coming in digitally and, you know, the process is changing quite a bit. I can imagine fairly quickly people could be lost even if they have been doing their own taxes for years. Is some of the digital process something that you see people coming in for help with?
Oh, certainly in terms of getting it done. The part that we have trouble helping people with is getting their basic information. You know, a lot of brokerage firms and things, you have to get it digitally if they aren't mailing it to you. And maybe we can be a bit of a resource in helping people navigate that, but that's not really our area. And it really does hinder folks' ability to do taxes on their own or even with us.
Well, let's make sure that your volunteers that are listening out there can get a hold of you. Could you give us the phone number and email or website once more?
Sure. The website that everybody has to go to is aarp.org/TAXAIDE. And if you have any questions or if this has got your interest and you want to know more, I'd really like you to reach out to me. And my email address is yvonneraestarkey@gmail.com. And my cell number is 360-531-4040.
Yvonne Starkey, I just love what you do. It's something that I couldn't do at all. I'm a talker. Numbers daunt me. And I just am so impressed. 10 years doing this, and what a gift to the community. Thanks for coming in again. I really appreciate the time you take away from your day. And I know you're involved with so many things. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
And thank you, Missy, for having us. And I just want you to know, you don't just have to be numbers people. We do need people who are greeters and, you know, help clients as well. So don't feel like you have to be a numbers person to be a volunteer in our program.
Excellent point, Yvonne. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our program today is in the expert hands of our sound engineer, Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Now go out, get involved, and make it a great day.